This week's shiur on Parsha Shemini has been delivered by Rav Shragi Kalas, Rosh Chabura of the Second Seder Beis Avad program in Yerushalayim.
In this week's Parsha Shemini, we encounter the Parsha of Shrotzim, the Yisr to eat, Shrotzim, tummy animals, Shkotzim, Ramasim, all types of bugs, all types of treifa fish, all types of treifa animals. And the Pasuk, there are kind of psukim over here that bring out the chaymer and the extreme iser the Chazal placed, that the Perek Desha placed on this. The Pasuk says in Perek Yedalas, Pasuk Men Gimel, Al Tishaks with Nafshei Seichem. The Perek Desha warns the person that this will, it will destroy his neshama, the Kol Asher Tashayretz, the Leititamu Bahan Vin Mason Bom. This is something that has the extreme koyach to metame a person. In the Gemara Yuma Daf Lametesam at Aleph says Tana de Beir B'Shmoyel Aveira Metamtemes Libo Shel Adam. The Aveira has a koyach to be metamtem the leiv of a person. Shenemar Loi Titamu Bahem Ar Parsha Ar Pasuk V'Nit Meisim Bom Al Tikrei V'Nit Meisim Elo V'Nit Tamtem. That there's a concept of Timtum Aleiv, and of course that extreme Timtum, as we know, it comes from Treifa food. This concept of Timtum Aleiv, which is based in Mamish on our Parsha, this concept is a very real concept, just like we understand there's a concept of clogging up one's arteries with cholesterol and gashmiistic foods, but in Ruchnias it's the same thing, that you can clog up one's Ruchnias arteries with treifa foods and Timtum Aleiv. And Kedua, one of the Iker Makairis of the Indian of Timtum Aleiv, is in Yerdeya, in Simon Pei Aleph, in Siv Zayin, it's brought down the halacha, Cholov Kutsis is Bemis Kecholov Yisrael, that a person, really a baby, is allowed to nurse, technically, out of the milk of an non-Jewish lady. You shouldn't give your children to nurse from a non-Jewish lady. Why? Because it has the koyach of Timtum Aleiv, Cholov Kutsis is Metamtum Aleiv. It has the ability to be metamtim the lave, to be to make this person metamtim, which again the literal translation is it makes the person ruined in ruchnias. It ruins him, it clogs him up in ruchnias. It's metamtim him, it makes him that he can't understand the Torah. It makes him anger packed. It makes him filled up with aveira. It's also interesting to note that this pasuk is talking about, excuse me, this Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeya is talking about a baby. Now, what did the baby do? The baby was an itis. So we see from here a very, very scary thing, that this Indian of Timtum Aleiv is not only if a person is bemazed doing the eating of this treifa food or bugs and worms and all types of other treifa foods. It's even the situation where the person is itis. Over here you have no bitter itis in the baby. The baby is obviously an itis. He has no ability to decide who he nurses from, and when they give him to nurse from a non-Jewish lady, Afapikin, it says that you shouldn't do it because it causes him to malaise. Now it's a very interesting draw. The Gra brings down on the page. The guy says, what's the makor to this Indian that you shouldn't nurse from a non-Jewish woman? Aray, min adin it's mutter. The Ikra adin is that the milk that comes out of a non-Jewish lady is kosher min adin. Just it has this, it has within it bad midas, and it has within it the non-kosher food that the non-Jewish lady drank from, which is why even a Jewish lady, the Mefarshim say, the Shach Taz, that even a Jewish lady who has to for some reason eat non-kosher foods, even she shouldn't nurse her own child, because Chalila, the Timtum Aleiv of the non-kosher food, can go through the milk into the baby. The Kapan of the Gra says, what's the makor of this? And the Gra brings down the famous Medrash. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't drink from the mitzvah, he wouldn't drink from the mitzvah nurse, because the Pesh, Asid, Ladabri Mashchina, this holy mouth that's going to be Asid, Ladabri Mashchina, Moshe Rabbeinu said, how could such a mouth drink from a non-Jewish lady? And the Kashi is obvious, Rabbi Yankiv Kamenevsky used to ask that the Pesh also Dabir Meshchina, that's very nice, that halacha was very nice for Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the person who's also to speak with the Shechina Kedosha. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to stay on Har Sinai for 40 days and talk to Rabbeinu Shalom and Pel Dabir Boy. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's past to be so ganz and clean and so totally clean and pure that he can't Chas V'Shalom drink even from a nurse, a non-Jewish lady. But what does this have to do with us? We who are regular people, the Yardei and Ramah and Simon Pei Aleph is talking to regular people who do not speak with the Rabbeinu Shlalim in the same way that the Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. So what does this have to do with us, that we also can't drink from a non-Jewish woman? And Rabbi Yankiv used to say that from here is a great Yisayin Chinuch. Rabbi Yankiv used to say from here a person sees that Bemis, every mother and every father has to view the child, their baby, that this can be the Pesha Asid L'Davre Mashchina. That this child can be the parent, which is also to be, to speak with it. Every child can talk about Mashiach. Every child comes with a chelik and a neshama from the Rebbeinu Shalaylam and a neshama al-Kadesha. That this child can be the pair that will be medaver with the Shechina. This will be the pair that will speak eventually with the Shechina Kemai, that Moshe Rabbeinu, to say in Chinach. When we're mechanic a child in such a fashion, it's a different chinuch. A person looks at his child that this is the mouth that maybe might talk to the Shechina, therefore I can't feed him treif. It's a whole different way of looking at our children and being mechanic our children. Now from here, we'll go back to a kama halachas that come out from our parsha, legabe bugs, legabe feeding children isser, and what we really want to get to is the ikar isser of not doing business with non-kosher food. Now we'll speak about this Indian in a moment, but there are other, as we go along, the Prichadish and Simen Pei Dalet, the Prichadish said that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave so many isurim. Why is it that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave so many warnings about the bugs and worms and all these types of things, which people anyway stay away from, which we know that the Torah says because the Hagdol Torah to give us more schar, but it's very interesting. The kamer b'kamer lavin, a person eats one piece of chazer and it's one lav. If he eats a worm, a bug, it can be four lavin and five lavin and six lavin. What was the extreme stress upon not eating bugs, and not eating flies? I this week's parsha with the al tishak tzvus nafshe seichen b'kol asheret asheret v'loy titamba behem, and the mason bomb in the next pasuk and the pasuk beforehand that talks about kol sheret ha'oif, little flies, arv v'sheket u'lachem, etc. So the Bichadish says, it's in Simon Beidali, he says that this is the reason the Rebbeinu Shalom warned us so many times was in order that we should check our fruits for bugs. Because there, the person can think, I'll eat, you know, I'll eat his fruits and vegetables, etc., his lettuce and whatnot, all those things, and he just eats it, and there's nothing wrong with lettuce, and there's nothing wrong with vegetables, etc. And he has to realize that there could be four lavin in every single part of this lettuce if he doesn't check it properly. So the Torah wrote it so many times to remind us the extreme importance of checking our fruits and vegetables. Again, of course, every can see each place what is the requirement of that place. The person has to be familiar with the reality and the metzias of the bugs and where their infestations are. Change can see the foods and can see the climates and can see the times, etc. Now, there's one other issue before we go to the Iker topic that is learned out from the parasha. The pasuk says, Leisoichlum by the Kol Ha'olich L'Arba by Pasuk Membeis Kol Marbe Raglayim the Kol Asheret Asheret Al Aretz Leisoichlum Ki Sheket Heim Lachem. Don't the seemingly pashut part is you as a rabbi and you shouldn't eat it. Now from here the Gemara in Yevamos and Kofidalis is brought down the Halacha Ner Chaim and Sim Shimon Gimel had the famous Halacha, which is unfortunately not so famous, that to feed children non-kosher items. The pasuk specifically over here is talking about feeding them non-kosher shratzim, but the Gemara learns out to call a charakula from here and from a different pasuk that you're never allowed to cause a child to do an isser. You're not allowed to feed a child an isser. You're certainly not allowed to feed a child non-kosher food. You're certainly not allowed to ask a child on Shabbos to turn on a light. And this is an isser called, known as sapinan biyadayim in the Lashon of the Paiskim. And it's learned out from this pasuk of Leisoichlum. And from here, the Paiskim discuss all types of different scenarios. And Mishabura has a big arichas about this. What if a child needs to have chametz? Mishabura and Hilchos Pesach, Mishabura and Shimon Gimel. Also, what if a person has no choice? He has to feed the kid kosher. Not only are you not allowed to feed the child kosher, there's a person sometimes, chas v'shalom, he thinks that a child, is, he's not mitzvah, but it's a mistake. We have an isser to feed the child non-kosher. And that isser is, even if you tell a guy to feed the child non-kosher, then you'd be over on a mir lakum, like in Kol HaTorah Kula. That there's an isser to get a guy to do anything that you're not yourself permitted to do. And this is something that definitely needs to be stressed, that a person has to be, like we saw before, that chutz from the Indian of the Chinuch Shavai, that a person has to look at his child, that this could be the mouth that can eventually speak with the Shechina Kadosha. But more so, there's an isser, there's an actual isser of Leisoichlum, that if a person feeds his child non-kosher food, that's a violation of this pasuk Leisoichlum, which is an isser deraisa. It's an isser for you to feed the food to the child. Now, the ikar, what I want to discuss today, is also halacha, which is not so known. It's very interesting. It's not known. We know that there are certain foods and certain things that are isra no. For example, everyone knows that basa b'chalav is asr banon. Therefore, everyone knows that you're not allowed to own a Burger King. You can't go and own a Burger King because you're getting hana from the basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav is not just an issur to eat, and it's not just an issur even to cook is an issur, but it's an issur of a pashut selling and getting hana from basar b'chalav. And most people know that whole, also by chametz, most people know, of course, there's a whole shaila by stocks. Do you have to sell your stocks or not? Because l'chayra there's an issur hana, a person's getting hana from the chametz. Or Moshe has a truth about this, that it could be that you're not really getting hana from the chametz because you're merely just an investor, you don't have a real ownership. But we all know that we have to sell our chametz, any chametz we have, because we're not allowed to even own the chametz, and we're certainly not allowed to get hana from the chametz. If a person has a business and he's getting dividends from the business, that's an isser hana, and there are certain things that have an isser hana, chametz, basar b'chalav, etc. And that is yadua. But when it comes to non-kosher food, we think that bepastis, which is true, that there is no isser hana. You're allowed to own a nevela, right? And seemingly, you'd be allowed to sell nevela. And this is true. This is true, actually. However, the Gemara in Psachim learned right from our pasuk, learns out from our pasuk in this week's Pasha, a new halacha. Again, I say it's not such a yiduadik halacha, but the Gemara says that the Gemara is the famous sugya. The Gemara is trying to figure out, is it usher to have hana from all the things that the Torah says you can't eat? And the Gemara goes on and says, what about shkotzim? The pasuk is sheketu b'yoichel, the pasuk in this week's parsha. Mitznan, tzaydei chayiv oifetz, it says mefurish, that if a person is a hunter, and in his trap it happened to come non-kosher animals, meaning tmeyim, so he's allowed to sell them. So it says mefurish, you're allowed to sell them. So you see clearly you're allowed to get hana from non-kosher animals. So the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, no, because there's another pasuk in this week's parsha, that it says sheketi lachem. The pasuk says it's for you. So you see shalachem yeh, that you're allowed to sell non-kosher animals, nevelis and trephis and all types of non-kosher animals. But then the Gemara goes on and says, then if so, there's an obvious implication from this Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Shvi'as, that the Mishnah says, and it's not just an implication, the Mishnah in Shvi'as in Perek Zayin, the Mishnah Gimel, is explicit, that the Mishnah says, ein oisin tzchayra loy benevelis, v'loy betrephis, v'loy b'shkotzim, v'remotzim, that you're not allowed to do business with nevelis, non-kosher animals, and trephis, and shkotzim, etc. So it's explicit in the Mishnah that you're not allowed. And we're saying that you are allowed to sell from the pasuk that says lachem, that you could sell. So the Gemara goes on and says there's another part of the pasuk. It says yiyu. The pasuk says I know the Gemara cried yiyu, but yosin you. It seems to be that the pasuk comes back and makes a ribui that says that in a chanami you're allowed to sell it, but really the iser remains. As the Mefarshim explained, that basically it says sheket yiyu lachem, which basically means that l'chavchila, a person's not allowed to do schayra, he's not allowed to have a business where he sells nevelos and trephis and non-kosher food, non-kosher animal, all types of non-kosher foods. However, if it was nizdaminlai, however, if by chance it came to him, we'll see examples of this in a moment, so then he is allowed to sell it, he doesn't have to take a loss. Now, right away on the spot, in Taisus and Psachim, on the Chav Gimel, Taisus speaks out, how do people sell horses? Right? How do you sell donkeys? So Taisus said the biggest site, which is really, we'll just read it straight out of Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, which is our simen for today, that the Shulchan Aruch says, called Dabar Shasim in a Torah, any food which is usher from the Torah to eat, afapi, that it's mutabana, of course, a nevela is an animal that wasn't shechted properly, or the sword, or a non-kosher animal, or a horse, etc., all these things, right? All these things are certainly mutar b'ana. They are certainly allowed to benefit from horses, from mechleis, from all types of non-kosher animals, and even chazerim. Chazer, we know the Gemara Baba Kama says that a person shouldn't begadol chazer, but that's only because of a certain maisa that occurred. Hakafanim in Eretz Yisrael. But the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, if it's a davar meyuchad lemaichel, which is Taisus's answer, that anything which is specific, set aside for eating purposes, that is aser lasos by schayra. So for example, horses, people don't eat, so therefore when I'm selling a horse, it's not going to be a problem. Bashein kein, if a person has an available trade, non-kosher meat, non-kosher candies, non-kosher drinks, everything, all non-kosher foods that are min ha-toira non-kosher, there is an iser from the pasuk in this week's parsha that says sheketz yihyu lachem, that because of this pasuk it is forbidden to do business with non-kosher animals. Now again, I think as I stressed this, doesn't seem to be a very known iser, but the mashal, just to make it a little bit real, it of course we see it's not going to apply to anything that's not a midi d'achila. If it's not something that's a food item, it's not something that's meant to eat, it's not going to be a problem. So for example, if a person has gloves that are made out of alligator skin, or if he has an alligator belt, etc., that's not the Isser over here. It's only if it's something that's for the purpose of food. For example, Taisus says horses isn't the problem. The Dachil is the only thing that's the problem. Rav Meisha takes this even further. And the Gaon of Meisha Feinstein says that even if a person has, for example, dog food, he wants to do business with dog food, since dog food, assuming that the dog food doesn't have basar v'challah, sometimes the dog food could have basar v'challah, and then there's an isser of hana. But if it's a dog food that doesn't have an isser of hana, again, it's not kosher, but since it's not meant for human consumption, that already would not fall under the isser of not doing schayra with non-kosher food, not doing schayra with non-kosher animals, etc., because since it's not meant to eat, and Tysus' holy site over here is that the only time the Torah said this isser is when it's something which is amidi d'achila. Now the Chasam Saita learns that this din is deraisa. It's mashma from Tysus, this din is deraisa. Many Mishrayim also are mashma is deraisa. Even though it seems to be that the Mefarshim say over here, it's brought down in the Paiskim, the Shach, the Taz, that there's a time of the Kra. There's a reason for this isser. It's the Torah asserted it because you might come to eat it. But the Mefarshim say, nonetheless, it's still deraisa. It's still an isser deraisa, and that reason we are only going to use to be machmir on a person, but not to be meiko, as we'll see momentarily. But al-kupan, again, that's why there's an isser for a person to sell. Let's say he goes and he hunts, and he specifically fish. He hunts or he fishes. That's in a place where there are specifically catfish or other non-kosher species. So if he would now sell his catfish, he went and he hunted and he fished these catfish, and he goes and sells them in his store. If he has a lobster store, a lobster joint, I think they're called, a lobster place, then in such a case that would be forbidden. It would be tussed to own a lobster store. It's tussed to own, these are certainly people eat lobster, and certainly people eat catfish, and certainly people eat all these things. It would be also to sell. Even to own, if a person owns a makolet, he owns a corner store, an Optimo, and in his Optimo he has kosher food, but also he has mamish, he has bacon bits, and he has other non-kosher foods. It is an explicit pasuk in this week's parsha that it would be forbidden to do business with these non-kosher foods. And another example of this would be another problem which I'm not I don't know an answer for this, is that a nursing home, people that own nursing homes, certainly if they have if it's a Jewish, that goes without saying, then everything we're discussing today, that if a person is selling these injunim to kosher, to Jewish people, that's, even if the person's not religious, that certainly would be a separate issue of listening either Lysita and Michel, causing a stumbling block. But if the person has a nursing home and he has Goyish clients and he's giving them non-kosher food, he's buying non-kosher food, and he's giving them non-kosher food, he's doing business with non-kosher food, that would certainly be an isser. And that is l'chayra a problem. If a person owns a nursing home, he certainly has to speak to a rav and a rabbinic authority to figure out a way to continue his business. But chutz from that, anyway, the person who owns a nursing home certainly has to speak with a rav, because there are so many shailos that come up, bein in hilchos Shabbos, bein in hilchos kashrus, bein in hilchos all types of mamish, all the walks of the dalet chelkei shulchan aruch, that anyways he should anyways be in constant contact with a rav. The teirim that we see is really the Mishnah itself says the ikar heter is that if it's what's called nizdamin. Nizdamin means that if I'm not doing business with non-kosher food, but it just happens to have come my way. So the classic examples are that the person shechted an animal and it became a treifa, or it became an avela, or he found out that it was a treifa. These are situations where he's going to obviously want to sell this non-kosher animal now. He's going to obviously want to sell this treifa now. And in this situation, the Mishnah clearly says it's mutter. Because since in this case, it's not something that he's doing business. It was nizamin, it's something that just by chance it happened to come his way, so that would be permitted. And that wouldn't fall under the yitzer of doing a person who's doing business with non-kosher animals. The other examples of this of the concept of nizamin are, for example, a person has workers. So many paiskim, the shach, the Ramah, that says that you can't even buy non-kosher food to give your workers. And the shach is mashma that the minig is like that we do give non-kosher food to our workers. And the shach says that also falls into the category of nizamin. We have to feed our workers. Again, you have to know in our modern-day society that applies, but al-kupanim, we have to feed our workers. And since we have to feed our workers, the Shach says, Again, of course, assuming you cannot buy them basar b'chalav, cheeseburgers and the sort, which would be an isra hana, you're getting hana from basar b'chalav, but if it would just be straight non-kosher food, like if I buy them a ham sandwich, etc., since that's not considered, I'm doing business with the non-kosher food, I'm getting a side benefit, I'm feeding my worker, then that already would possibly be mutter, says the Shach. Another example of nizdamin, a person that inherits non-kosher animals, that would also be called, again, that would be also called a nizdamin. A person who receives a non-kosher gift can take that non-kosher gift that he received from the guy, and he could trade it, and that wouldn't be a problem with schayra, because that, again, that would go into the heter of nizdamin. But Kivayu says you might have to be careful to give you a non-kosher bottle of wine. So non-kosher bottle of wine, hagam, that we just said that it's the only time this issue applies is if the food is an iser deraisa. For examples we gave, lobster, catfish, bacon, ham, etc. But let's say it would be an iser drabanon. An iser drabanon, a person who sells non-kosher milk, or he sells non-kosher pas, but not pas bread that has in it fats and oils. He has other things that has, it's just pasakum, or if it's bishlakum problems, all types of drabanons, if it's food that was made by a guy, which is of course also drabanon. So, all in certain situations, but al-kabbalim, in all those situations, that would be permitted to sell. So if a person has in his corner store, in his optimal, he has non-kosher chocolate, he has to know what the non-kosher chocolates are made of. Many times in America, especially, the non-kosher chocolates are not made with real non-kosher deraisidika foods. They're made usually with shilas of derabanan, non-kosher milk, for example, other things, and that's why, technically, we chas v'shalom ayitz can eat these things, but al-kabbalim, to sell it wouldn't fall onto this iser of selling non-kosher deraisidika foods. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says, but if a person gets a bottle of wine from a guy, which we explained that would be an example of nizdamin, so Rabbi Kiva Eger said that enchanami to go and exchange that bottle of wine, that would mamash be the heter that we just said, that you're not doing business with the non-kosher wine, it was just nizdamin, it came my way by chance. But you might run into a different problem, ironically, that wine, which is only drabanan, might even be a different problem though, that the wine itself, we know there's a concept of stam yenom, that goyish wine, might be, it's certainly not kosher, but it also might be an iser hano, which is a machlekes, two sheetis in the Ramon, some kukhav gimel, whether or not you're allowed to do business, whether or not you're allowed to get any hano, bechlal, from a non-kosher wine. Now, the other heter that we said is the heter if it's not for food, if it's not a food item, for example, selling worms for bait, bait for in a fishing store, that would certainly be permitted, because, of course, that's not something that is oimid to eat bichlal. Another heter would be, let's say a person has flour, he sells flour, and the flour is infested with bugs. So to sell it to a yid, of course, that's a problem. But to sell it to a guy, l'chayra, you're doing business with non-kosher animals, you're doing with the bugs, that's pasha, that l'chayra, the person is buying the flour. He's obviously not paying you for the bugs, he would wish that the bugs wouldn't be there, b'chlal. So therefore it's not cool doing l'chayra, even though this would be an example of something that it's not nizdamin, he's selling it with his full das, and it's a deraisa to eat bugs, obviously, but apal pikein, this would be an example of where it would be permitted because it's not considered I'm doing l'chayra at all with the bugs. The person sells, he has a vegetable store, and the vegetables certainly have to be checked, lettuce and whatnot, all types of foods have to be checked for bugs, whereas to sell it to a yid, you can assume the yid is checking it, but we can even ask on the yid, in the yid you can say that it's not called an isser chayra, because the yid is certainly not buying the bugs, he's already going to wash them off. But even the guy, even if the guy doesn't wash it off, but I'm certainly not paying for the bugs, and therefore it doesn't go into the isser of doing chayra with non-kosher animal, not kosher food, for that matter. The iser extends only to things that are directly negaya the non-kosher food. So, for example, negaya a business transaction in the non-kosher food. So, for example, if a person wants to drive a truck for a tracer company, that would be permitted. Even to cook non-kosher, you have to be careful, of course, to make sure he doesn't come to eat it, but in the case where he's not going to shame the v'aykla, but the only issue that we find in Shulchan Aruch of cooking non-kosher food is when a person is cooking basar b'chalav, which is anyways why a person would have to be careful before enrolling in a non-kosher cooking school, because most of the time their pots have had milk in them, and then if you're going to cook beef in it, so that would be an issue of cooking basar b'chalav. But akopanim, to cook a non-kosher animal, for example, to cook a chazer, to cook a ham and bacon, etc., does not fall into this issur. Even if a person is a chef for a non-kosher restaurant, a chef, usually it's not going to be so possible, because anyways there'll be basar b'chalav shaylus, but akopanim, this issur would not apply. The issur only applies to a person who's doing business, transactions with for example, he's buying and selling. Masha'en Kain, if a person just drives the truck, or let's say he has a store, and he wants to rent it out to that lobster joint that we spoke about before, that would be permitted. Because it's only an itzer if he is the actual provider, he's the actual owner of the lobster. He's the middleman, he's the one that sells it, he buys it and sells it. That would also certainly be a problem. If he's a broker, that could most probably be a problem, because he would be considered the owner during his time as the middleman. And but I'll compel him to simply work for the company, to be a worker, that L'chaira wouldn't fall under this Isser. Just end off. We asked the Kasha, the Kasha on the Gra, how could the Gra say that the Makor of this Isser to not drink from a Mitzri, the baby can't drink from a non-Jewish nurse? He learns out right from Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Pesha also the Daber Mashchina. How could you learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu was the Pesha also the Daber Mashchina? I mean, Moshe is different than us, and then our children are not going to be the Pesha and the Daber Mashchina. We saw the beautiful Teretz of Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, but there's also Teretz from Maritz Chiyas, which is very, very appropriate. The Maritz Chiyas says that the reason we needed the time. Of Pesha Daber Mashkina, why was Moshe Rabbeinu not able to drink from the Mitzri nurse, was because he was the Pesha Asa Daber Mashkina, because that was before Matan Torah. Koidim Matan Torah, you have to come on to reasons of why his mouth shouldn't be able to drink from this milk that was from a lady who ate non-kosher. But once the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave the Torah Kedosha, once we were given the Torah at Har Sinai, so then every mouth is the Pesha Asa Daber Mashkina. It's the Pesha that is Medaber Mashkina. Every Yiddish kid that's going to learn Torah Kedosha is considered the Pesha Medaber Mashkina. Moshe Rabbeinu was before Matan Torah, so we have to come onto that special reasoning. Mashen came the our children that are Zeicha to learn Torah. So then, of course, theirs now has to be kept pure, and therefore we have to be very careful. Bein with the halachas of, like we saw, the halachas bein if it's in fruit, bein if it's in feeding them with Yadayim, which is an Isser Gomer, and just the Etzim Chaimer Adover, the Timtum Alev that could be created, and also the Isser Bechlal, the Isser of selling non-kosher food and doing schayer with non-kosher food.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Le'inyoni Mishpat, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha. To call for a consultation, to order this series, or to sign up to receive the Journal of Talmudic Law and Finance, please call 1-888-485-VAD or email info@beishavad.com.